Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are some important principles we need to keep in mind in order to benefit fully from this month. Kind of like the rules of the game. Here's five of them. The first one is paying attention to our actions, being careful in what we do, avoiding that which is haram, and doing all that which is wajib. There are certain sins that affect me much more, and so I need to be extra careful in regards to that. Think about it, uncover that one or two mistakes, and work towards avoiding it. This is what Allah wants from me, and therefore has made it obligatory. The path is a path of servitude, and perfection lies in being a servant of Allah. The second key is to put time aside. When you have an important project to complete, there's two things that usually happen. One is that you put time aside during the day or night to work on it. And two is that naturally it plays in your mind the whole day, since you're concerned about it. We've got an important project at hand this month, the servitude of Allah. Put time aside specifically during the day and the night for all of it, for all the du'as, for the recitation of the Quran, etc. Basically, timetable it and also be concerned about it. Consistency is the third key. Doing loads on the first 3 days and nothing the rest of the month is not the way forward. Take small steps but steady ones. Perseverance in the Holy Quran is one of the traits that attracts the angels' help towards you. This journey is long. We need to persevere. 4. Ups and downs are normal. Some days we feel very spiritual, other days perhaps not. That's how we've been created. Be gentle and nice to yourself and slowly bring yourself up. Although without falling into the trap of listening to your feelings only. The key is to check your actions for any mistakes, ask forgiveness, and then just trust Allah. Low days can be full of blessings, so never give up. Lastly, the Ahlul Bayt have frequently reminded us that if we perform good actions, it's very beneficial to gift the thawab of it to important personalities, from the messengers of Allah to the Ahlul Bayt themselves, as well as the scholars, the martyrs, those who have a right upon us, and the believers who have passed away. An important act of generosity for the month of Rajab.